Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment in Caring for the Ill. So in discussing the actual mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, we've mentioned the idea of coming and assessing the sick person's needs and figuring out how you can help. We've mentioned the idea of praying for the person. Third and finally, which is what most of us probably assume is the core of Bikur Cholim, is giving the person chizuk, making the person feel good, helping the person, reminding the person that they're not forgotten, that there are people caring about them. And that to itself, we're told, has a healing effect on the person. Of course, God willing, with God's assistance. These being the three aspects, it leads to an interesting question, a famous shiloh that was asked of Ramosha Feinstein. Does someone fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim over the phone? Right? There are many times where it's difficult to get out to visit someone in a hospital, but we can pick up a phone. So if you think about it, really each of these three aspects are somewhat diminished if it's over the phone. It is very possible you will have no idea of some of the needs of the person that you might have understood if you had been there in person. If you don't see the person, you might not daven as well for them. And remember, we said that the divine presence itself is present with the person, in which case it's more likely your prayer will be answered if you're in the presence of the person. And I think we all know that it does make people feel good to get a phone call, but it makes people feel even better to get a visit in person. Having said all of this, Moshe Feinstein makes very clear that it is far and away better to visit in person, but if that's all a person could do, if all a person could do is make a phone call, that is still something that people should try to do, because obviously there are definitely benefits in doing so. Back to this issue of towing the line between wanting to do the mitzvah and not forgetting the needs of the person, there are many, many times that people do not want to be visited. It could be they're very weak. It could be they look awful and they don't want their friends to see them in this way. It could be they can't speak, and actually conversation or lack thereof is extremely embarrassing for them. It is always a good idea, unless someone is tremendously close, even then it's probably a good idea, to call first. Call the hospital. If you can't get through in the hospital, call a family member. Do you think it's all right for me to come visit? If they say yes, it would be extremely menschlich and considerate to ask if there's a time of day that's better than others. It could be there are family members that come during a specific time of day and they want to be alone with the patient. It could be there are other times of day that the patient is absolutely lonely with no one there for hours on end. And if you would only know that, you would come at that time. But the family might not feel comfortable telling you when to come. If you ask, that could be a different story. So it's extremely important to be sensitive to the needs. I'm sure we can all think of examples, whether it be when we were ill, whether it be when loved ones were ill, that there were certain people who came and you just got the feeling that they were coming more for themselves to fulfill the mitzvah than for the sake of the sick individual. Another aspect of sensitivity is to not stay long. Especially if someone's in the hospital. When I visit patients in the hospital, I normally assume it should be a very short visit. If the person, through hints in conversation and maybe even body language, conveys that they want me to stay, I stay longer. But if I don't have an indicator, I err to the side of leaving too early. I really think that's the way to go. It's a very interesting comment from the Rambam. It's brought down from the Rambam that people, when going to visit someone sick, should have in mind things they can talk about to raise the person's spirits. It's actually very interesting. It's very different than the model of paying a shiva call. Paying a shiva call, you're really going to go with the flow of the person. You shouldn't be talking about frivolous things in a shiva house. You want to help them talk about the departed. Maybe they don't want to talk about the departed. You're really supposed to follow their lead. In fact, in a shiva house, you're not supposed to speak to the mourner until they speak to you. In the context of visiting the sick, obviously you have to understand who you're with. You have to get their cues and things of that sort. If they don't want to talk, you shouldn't be talking. But if they're game to talk, there's no mitzvah for them to talk about their illness. There's no mitzvah for you to hear about their illness. Getting back to the issue of people's own private space, people don't like being asked personal questions about their health time and again. If they want to talk about it, you can be open to that. What happens with many of us is we visit people. We have no idea what we're going to talk about. We get nervous. So the only thing on our minds is the sick person sitting in front, lying in front of us. So we start asking all these personal questions. If we have some entertaining anecdotes to share, maybe something that someone in the family did, something interesting happened at work or in shul, maybe even a profound rasha from the rabbi, unlikely but possible. Any of these things, if we have something in mind, it would probably be a great kindness to the person to have other things to talk about. If they want to talk about their personal situation, we're obviously happy to listen. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.